The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Welcome to Play Action. I'm Lance Lasowski, joined, of course, Catherine Fitzgerald. Catherine, we have another loss to talk about. The Bills are 3-4 since starting the season 4-0. Same problems, but the big one, of course, is injuries. And another situation to monitor is the defensive line, which has been a sore spot for most of the season, but Shaq Lawson's back.
What a treat in the locker room. He is so chaotic and just always has something to say. I am not 100% sure. He's joining the practice squad. Still am not 100% sure what the plan is there. Obviously, he's played one game since 2023, if I'm remembering right.
Yeah, he got caught. He joined the Panthers practice squad at, like, toward the start of the 24 season, played one game, and they cut him, and he hasn't been on a team since.
So interested to hear what he's been up to. I'm sure he'll have many a tall tale. But injuries are just, I don't know, this past game, it just felt like every moment we looked down, the blue medical tent was up and someone knew was going in or out of it. And some of those are lingering. You know, some guys were able to come back to the game, but I think, you know, you look at defense, they're so banged up.
Yeah, it's also the players who are able to finish the game. Like Joey Bosa has that wrist injury. He's only been able to line up on the left side of the line. And edge rusher was already a tough spot for this team with Michael Hoyt's season-ending injury. And Sean McDermott's wanted to find somebody who can play on early downs, who can help them stop the run. It's not Joey Bosa's strong suit, stopping the run. And the other guys that they have, you know, they're trying to mix in some heavier personnel. And that's somewhere Shaq Lawson might be able to help them, but it's also, you know, Sean McDermott revealed on Friday that Morgan Fox, who's also on the practice squad, is somebody that he's considering because they need a bigger body in there, take some of the wear and tear off of Joey Bosa, and somebody who has a skill set that makes more sense when, you know, these teams are going to start running the ball in the Bills. The tape is out. Everybody knows that if you establish the run, it makes it a little bit easier to beat them with the pass.
Yeah, and the tape is out. Like, it's there. I mean, they were mixing in TJ Sanders on the edge, stuff like that, just trying to find any answer they could to figure out how to navigate all these injuries.
Yeah, and they need help in the middle, too. So it's not like, and TJ, somebody, he's a second-round pick. They thought that he's somebody who could really, you know, their vision was to have him on the field with Ed Oliver a lot this season. And Ed Oliver got hurt. TJ Sanders got hurt. Sanders comes back. He has to play on the edge. And to his credit, you know, he's had some nice reps, but that is a lot to ask of a rookie. So bring in somebody who knows the defense. And I mean, fact of the matter is there's not a whole lot of available players this time of year because a lot of teams are dealing with injuries, and Sean McDermott, like a lot of coaches, wants somebody who he has familiarity with.
And it's been the pattern for this team so far, even earlier in the season, just kind of, here's a guy we know, Brandon Bean has his number. Let's go.
And to try to cover up for not only the injuries that they have of guys out of the lineup, but the guys who are playing through injuries, they've turned to a rotation. Yes. And that's not even just injured players, but also some of the older guys. You know, at corner, Maxwell Harrison and Tre'Davious White were rotating series. At linebacker, Matt Milano wasn't playing as much against the Houston Texans. But now, Maxwell Harrison has a concussion. We'll hear more about that on Wednesday, whether he's going to be able to play this week. And Terrell Bernard, elbow injury. So if those two guys are out on Sunday, it's really not going to be much of a rotation because Milano's going to have to play more and Tre'Davious White's going to have to play more.
No, it definitely at linebacker especially changes the dynamics of just how they were, you know, reacting to what they were seeing on the field or how guys were lining up and being like, all right, Milano's in, Milano's out. Base, nickel, changing it up. Yeah. I think, you know, you were writing about Milano some this week, just kind of what we've seen or haven't seen out of him this season.
Yeah, I think some of it is, I mean, he's playing through injury. I think that's pretty clear. I mean, that pectoral injury, he probably came back sooner than, I mean, he did come back sooner because he hurt it again and now he's back. But it's not only him, but Taron Johnson has dealt with injuries this season. And it's been more up and down than they had hoped for. You know, this season, Catherine, they're playing less nickel than they basically ever have under Sean McDermott. Part of that is reacting to the league has changed. A lot of teams want to run the ball a little bit more this season. But also, like, Taron Johnson got banged up last season too, and it's try to keep him fresh because he's been such an important piece for them. But it's not that he's not missing tackles at a higher rate. It's just that he's not making as many of them.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're dealing with, you know, I think he had an ankle or calf injury earlier this season.
Groin at some point.
I come from hockey, so we'll call it lower body.
Yes.
And when playing through something like that, it just, the speed and the explosiveness hasn't been there. So they've played some Cam Lewis some more. You know, they've used some it's been interesting to see how Sean McDermott and his defensive staff have tried to – they've changed the use of their personnel. They're rotating so much more, and a big piece of that is the injuries.
Yeah. I think it's also been interesting with this team to watch their adjustments at the half, which Bobby Babich tells us every week they're not really adjusting that much. They're just executing better. But this team is so different in the second half than they are in the first half. And I think, you know, whatever the little halftime speech is, I know it's mostly just a, hey, guys, figure it out. Do your job. Because Bobby Babich has told us over and over, it's not like they're changing schematically anything giant. It's just – this team looks so different in the second half from execution.
Yeah, no, it's they expect, like Tampa Bay, it was a lot of pre-snap motion to set up those run plays. So it was getting guys out of position. Texans did the same thing, but you knew they were going to do that coming in. You saw the Bills reacting to it accordingly, but once the ball was snapped, they were completely off. And it wasn't – the surprising part to me, Catherine, is I expected young players to struggle in certain situations, but it's veteran. It's everybody across the board for the most part. And – you know, this week, we don't know. Aaron Rodgers has the injury to his non-throwing wrist. Jalen Warren, their running back's been banged up. DK Metcalf got banged up in that game last week. So it's a little too soon to know what the Steelers are going to do. But we know they're going to try to run the ball. Like, they like to put three tight ends on the field, including, you know, Darnell Washington, who's over 300 pounds. Yeah. And that's how they're going to try to beat the Bills. So we're going to see a lot more Shaq Lawson, regardless of Bernard's status. And I'm just curious to see how they match up against another team that's going to try to run the ball a lot.
Lance, let's talk offense. There are still problems there. Still a lot of the same problems right there. But injuries have an impact there as well. And Spencer Brown, we're not sure as we record what his status is going to be this week. When we talked to Sean McDermott on Friday, obviously the week's a little more broken up coming off a Thursday game. He was saying, we'll have to see, still gathering some information there. But then was a little wishy-washy about if IR was a possibility. So doesn't sound great. He left the game, came back in, and then had to leave again. So that's never a good sign.
He could barely put his shirt over his head. He needed an equipment staffer to help him get a shirt on after the game. He was in a lot of pain, and he tried to play through it to his credit, but that is a handful of a matchup to play two very good defensive ends and playing through injury. And he tried until that last series when the medical staff pulled him. The Bills, I mean, it is a position they have depth. Like Ryan Vandermark's, he's a good right tackle. It's just he's going to have his hands full this week with T.J. Watt. Like that yeah. Pittsburgh defensive line is not – I mean, it's not as good as Houston's, but it is still very good.
Yeah, it's not exactly these last game and this game, not where you want to get thrown in if you haven't had a ton of reps. But to Ryan Vandermark's credit, he stays ready for that. Tylan Grable also has had his practice window opened as of Monday.
Yeah, which doesn't seem like a coincidence. You know?
No.
You know, he's somebody I don't expect him to just step right in and play after missing so much time.
For sure.
But Vandermark is he has experience. He can play both tackle spots. It's just a big part of this. Like, is Dalton Kincaid going to be ready to return? He is. This offense is different with him on the field. Like the numbers back that up. And if he's not available, Catherine, they have to find other solutions. Yes. Like the underneath stuff, the Khalil Shakir is great. Gabe Davis. Again, we talked about it last week. I'm still surprised that the guy looks the way that he does. Like, yeah. He looks healthy. He's somebody that I think can help them stretch the field a little bit. But not only are they going to need more out of Joshua Palmer than what he's provided since returning from injury, Catherine, but this feels like a Keon Coleman week. You know, I know that Sean, I understand why Sean McDermott held him out of that Houston game. Like, a couple of days, you know, isn't enough for him to regain trust. You're really trying to send a message to the player here. Like, enough is enough already. This matchup, the way that Keon can help them, he's fresh, which is a big part of this. He's got speed. Like, he's got some of the intangibles that can help you hurt a secondary in Pittsburgh that's older. It's an older secondary. An area that you can hurt them at is down the field. They're good tackling, but if you can stretch the field on them, you're going to give yourself a better chance.
And it just, you know, in a perfect storybook world, he learns his lesson. He comes back. He has the big game. And everything's great. Hooray. Yeah.
And it makes an easy story for one of us.
Easy writing for us. I don't know that it happens exactly that way, but it does, to your point, the way the Pittsburgh defense is, it makes that such a possibility of him to have that big game and to capitalize on their weaknesses.
Yeah, it's about their personnel, too. I mean, like, they've tried it with Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel. And although I think both of them have skill sets that can be used, in the right ways, it's tough to incorporate them into the offense when you also have Khalil Shakir. You can't have three receivers who only take underneath routes.
Right.
Like, you're too easy to defend. That's the Bills' problem right now is, you know, especially on these third downs, like, no, these teams don't have to keep two safeties back because they don't fear this receiving core. Like, until the Bills prove it on tape that they can beat you downfield, teams are going to keep defending the way that they are. And as much as, you know, I know the fan base is frustrated with Keon Coleman. Clearly, the Bills are frustrated with Keon Coleman, but he's somebody who can help them in a significant way. And this is a game, Catherine, that they're going to be able to run the ball. Like, Cincinnati doesn't have a very good offensive line, but Chase Brown ran for over 100 yards last week in that game. So we'll see how it goes. But if you can establish the run, there's no, like, you have Josh Allen. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do more offensively, even without Dalton Kincaid.
I think it was interesting talking to Joe Brady on Friday about Khalil Shakir's usage because he, you know, finished the game with 100 plus yards, but you didn't see that until late third, fourth quarter. His first four catches, I think, went for 3 yards, if I'm remembering correctly. And Joe Brady was like, yeah, that wasn't working.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Coming into the game, I think, if I remember correctly, the Texans, they had struggled a little bit on screens and those short passes to receivers. So the Bills tried it. I also wonder if Khalil Shakir just needed to get into, he didn't practice last week.
Yeah.
Like, so I wonder if it took him a little bit to get into the game. Like, that fumble is a very uncharacteristic mistake for him.
Right.
But once he got going, it made a difference, but you need somebody else. You know, they paid Joshua Palmer. They drafted Keon Coleman at some point. You know, I know that, you know, like, the protection was a big issue in that game, but also guys got to get open.
Yeah. I think, you know, as we've been saying, Dalton makes such a difference when he's on the field of just kind of what it opens up for guys. And, you know, even whether or not he's ready, they have to scheme a little differently.
Yeah. And using those running backs. Yeah.
Yes.
It's made a big difference the last 3 weeks, getting Ty Johnson more involved. It's led to fewer snaps for James Cook. But if Ty Johnson's protecting well, which I just, we're going to see more Ty Johnson this week just based on what, you know, with Spencer Brown out and Dalton Kincaid likely out, that's just another area. Like, you have to be more unpredictable. This offense right now is just too easy to defend. It's a big game, Catherine. They're in the seventh seed right now, not where they want to be.
No.
And you look at the schedule, I mean, Joe Burrow's back, so that Bengals game's not that easy. See what Cleveland's defense is very good. Now they have a quarterback who might be able to move the ball a little bit. So looking forward, like, the Bills can't take anything for granted. The pressure is on. They need to win this game. There's just no, yeah, there's no more excuses. They haven't played well on the road either, and it's time for them to get that right.
They have been abysmal on the road.
Other than Carolina, that was your only good one, really.
Yes. Yeah, always an exception to any rule. but I would say just kind of, you know, this is a hostile environment. There might be some Bills fans there making the trip, but, you know, the Steelers crowd really shows out, and they've struggled on the road. So I think that's going to be interesting, just kind of how it impacts this game. Might be gross weather, you know, all our favorite things.
Yeah, and it's going to – If it's, especially if it's windy, that stadium's a wind tunnel, it's going to be, regardless of Aaron Rodgers' status, it's going to be whether you can stop the run or not.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the case moving forward. Although I think Cincinnati, their defense is so bad, that could be, end up being a shootout. It's just, yeah, coming off of a longer week. I mean, Sean McDermott, in his tenure, this team is 9-0 after a bye. After a Thursday game, they're 4-4. Again, like, season to season, you know, I am curious, though, about that stat. He had mentioned that not only is he going to reflect on that Houston game, but through this extended bye, you know, take a look at the bigger issues like they did coming out of the bye and almost approach it like a bye week and try to attack some of the areas that they've struggled. I think that, you know, like we mentioned to start off, like, the run defense is still an issue. That secondary, though, is really trending in the right direction, especially if they have Maxwell Harrison for this game. So the injury report in the next couple of days is going to be very big for this team.
Yeah, it feels like it is every week, but this week especially, it's just kind of like, who is going to be out there at this point? And the Pittsburgh injury report, too, we're on injury report watch, I would say.
Yeah, and this is just a season. I know that, I mean, big picture, fans are, it just, they're aggravated because Josh Allen's getting close to 30 years old and his team hasn't won it yet. But also, it feels like this is a missed opportunity this season because you look across the AFC and all of these teams are flawed. The Broncos have Bo Nix. The Steelers are just an old team, and they're out of the playoff picture right now. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson doesn't look healthy. Derrick Henry looks old. Kansas City, They beat Indianapolis, but it was really ugly for a while there. It was very messy, and they've been messy for a lot of this season. In Indianapolis, the last 3 weeks, Daniel Jones has sort of come back to earth. So if you can just get in, and I know that, you know, previously it was a lot of talk about getting that number one seed, getting home field advantage. Now it's get in, and really it's going to be matchup based, and you got to get hot at the right time. I think that, you know, you talk to some of the Bills players who have been in a spot like this before where they've had to run the table late in the season to even just get into the playoffs. They always talk about it doesn't matter how you're playing in November. It matters how you're playing in January. That's kind of their mindset. And of course you want to correct week to week, and they know that there's a lot that they need to fix, but you know, they're looking at this as the bigger picture. And it, of course, you're going to hear that old adage, 1 week at a time.
Classic.
Going into this game. But it's also, there's any kind of panic coming out of that Houston loss is only external. I think internally, they still feel very good about their team. It's just making sure that when it matters most, you're positioned for success.
Right. And like you said, at this point, it's about getting into the playoffs, not just like, oh, maybe they'll get the number one seed and have a bye. That's not the case.
Yeah. No. And a big part of it is, I mean, yeah, you can sit here and point to injuries, but every team deals with injuries.
Of course.
And I think that a big piece of this season has been, I mean, coming in, Sean McDermott knew their young players were going to have to step up, specifically on defense. Some of that has happened, but a big part of it has just been injuries. Like, I know we keep bringing it up, but like Landon Jackson, TJ Sanders missing time. So not only am I going to be looking at, you know, how Matt Milano and Taron Johnson moving these next, you know, 6 weeks here, but also, like, is Cole Bishop going to continue this upward trajectory? Because, I mean, statistically, especially if you look over the last 5 weeks or so, he's been one of the best safeties in the NFL.
Yeah.
But they also need some of these younger, like Deion Walker, to continue to trend up. Some of the second year, you know, Dorian Williams has stepped in, and he's starting to fill a really big role. Can he continue to really build on that momentum?
Yeah, it was interesting hearing about him the other day, how coaches were like, yeah, it did take him a while to kind of grasp everything at this level, just, you know, making the jump from Tulane to the NFL. But they're like, but he's in it now. And like, you can see that just kind of steady climb since he got here and what he's able to do now on the field.
Yeah. And they've had to find different ways to try to make quarterbacks uncomfortable. You know, last week, Davis Mills got rid of the ball very quick. That's not Aaron Rodgers' game. Like, he's in his 40s, but he tries to act like he's 22, and it really burns him sometimes.
He tries to act like he's 17.
Don't we all try to act like we're under sometimes? But yeah, it hurts him in quite a few ways. So now I think in this season, with the way it's gone, how chaotic it's been, especially the last 7 weeks, this is really also going to challenge their leadership. Like, who on the defensive side of the ball is going to step up? And I do wonder, Shaq Lawson, in some ways, not only is it going to be what he brings on the field, but from like the trade standpoint, what he can bring. Because if Terrell Bernard's unavailable, that's another leader that you're not going to have on your defense. And if you're not able to play Matt Milano as many snaps as you'd like, he's not going to be on the field. Joey Bosa is probably not going to be on the field as often, you know, if he's hindered by that wrist injury. So getting more experience on that field, because you're going to be younger in certain spots. So how do you try to cover that up?
Yeah, and Shaq's not someone who's quiet about his feelings if there are corrections to be made.
And that's a big part reason why they brought in Jordan Phillips. Like, I know, like, coming in, especially with all the resources they put into the defensive line coming into the season, you know, it looked a little weird to bring him back for another stint. But in the end, I think that you can't measure the impact somebody like that can have on the locker room.
Right.
Especially when you're coming down, like, oh, this is – these are high pressure games and high pressure environments, not only on the road, but at home. Nobody at home wants to see this team lose, especially with some of the teams that are coming in. So how does this group respond? And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about this team in the next couple of weeks. That's for sure.
We will be there for every step of the journey. Make sure you're reading on BuffaloNews.com and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's, we are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.